Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 10 of The Trump Squad. I am your host, Joe, and today's topic is price gouging. You know, I don't know if anyone would be surprised by this because it's something that we all knew was going to happen. But as soon as the pandemic started on March 15th, everything that you go to the store to buy has been raised in price. I don't see the point of spending $4 for a dozen eggs. I don't see the point of spending $3 for a head of lettuce. I don't see the point of spending $7 for a container of milk. Okay? These people are crooks. Okay? They needed to get their money back somehow. So what did they do? They raised the prices on every friggin' goddamn thing. Now, here in New York City, while you did still have to pay for the train, the buses in Brooklyn, and I'm pretty sure in all the boroughs, unless it's an express bus, just a regular bus specifically for the boroughs, from March until the end of July, they were all free. So people were jumping on and off these buses like it was second nature to them. They were going places that they couldn't even go. They just got on the bus just to take a ride on the bus to get out of the house. Okay, back then when August came, everyone started have to pay for the buses. Now, in the state of New York, every New Yorker knows that come January of 2021, transit is going to start crying that they ran out of money, there's no money, their mothers stole their money. They're going to come up with every fucking excuse known to mankind in order to raise transit, which will include buses, trains, and I'm pretty sure the bridges for all cars and trucks and everything else. But what gets me is all the price gouging all over the place. It wasn't just in the supermarkets. It wasn't just online. It wasn't just with certain things. It was all over. People love to take advantage of other people in the middle of a crisis. They did this in New York right after 9/11. They took advantage of people left and right, no matter what you wanted to buy, where you wanted to go, what show you wanted to see, if you wanted to see a concert, a movie, they all took advantage of you. Because this is how it all works. They scare the people to death, the media, and then everybody else comes in and they start price gouging where you have to pay double, if not triple, for something that you really need, even if it's a bottle of water. Hand sanitizer. You know, you have like the 6 ounces, they're asking $4 when they usually sold those for 99 cents. Okay? Anywhere you go, they're price gouging. Restaurants, price gouging. Whatever steady restaurant or takeout place that you would use, I'm pretty sure if you look at their new menu, everything is at least $1 or $2 more. Or if they deliver to you, the delivery charge is maybe $2 or $3 more. So, what type of people are usually doing things like this to other people? Well, conservatives are always the ones who are always out helping everybody. Okay? What other type of people would do this but the liberals? You see, it's sad to say that liberals are the cause of almost every single problem that we have in America today. Because they're dishonest, they're crooks, and they're criminals. Look who we have. Look who they have as role models. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Bill de Blasio, Andrew Cuomo. The list goes on and on and on and on. Okay? All goddamn crooks, all damn criminals. They all take advantage and they all love to stoke fear and hysteria. So what do? They pay the media, and yes, people, they pay the media to put out certain stories and not put out certain stories and to strike the fear of God in everybody. Then they get in contact with the places like the supermarkets or something that's a chain and they raise the prices. What are people supposed to do who are on a budget? What are people supposed to do when they have no money or their food stamps runs out for that month or let's say their disability runs out for that month. What do these people do when people are constantly price gouging everywhere? And when I say everywhere, I mean the entire United States, not just New York. I am only speaking about New York because that's where I live and that's where I have the most knowledge of what is going on compared to any other state. So we're going to have to hope that soon this pandemic hysteria comes to an end, that the cities and the states open to full capacity, the schools open in September, the libraries, the movie theaters, the Broadway theaters, every business opens that can open that did not go bankrupt. So we can pray and we can hope that Donald Trump does get reelected in November, because if the other two get elected, it's going to be a shit show for sure. So, since this is One Nation Under God, I will tell all of my listeners to constantly pray. Pray that this all comes to an end. Pray that Donald Trump gets reelected. And just pray for your family, pray for your friends, and even pray for all the people who have a screw loose. Okay? Because they all are still God's children. That concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. If you have any suggestions for topics you would like for me to discuss on future podcasts, please email your suggestions to TrumpSquadPodcasts@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's continue to make America great again.